This is Gage Mossberger from The Blind Side, and I am here with Chris Nussbaum, who is the main host of Radio Connection Live. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm good, Gage. Thanks for having me on. It's good to be on The Blind Side.
Excellent. And your opinion on with kids with other disabilities besides being blind is simple as with people having autism. Is that correct?
Yeah, so last week I was inspired by hearing on The Blind Side the conversation about the interactions between blind people and people with other disabilities. And we were talking about how we can't imagine what people with other disabilities go through, just as they can't imagine what we go through as blind people. And so I had an interesting experience, which I'd like to share about that. I have some experience volunteering with and helping to teach and just getting to know the kids in our LFI program. And LFI stands for Learning for Independence, which is the program at our school which works with kids who have autism and who have various mental disabilities. And so I've been able to work with them on various things and just have a lot of fun with them. And I've found that to be a very rewarding experience. So I'd be happy to share any parts of that story that you'd like me to share.
That would be fine. You could actually share any parts of that story if you wish, because I just want to say it's a real pleasure that you have done such a sweet thing for other people with disabilities. So what was the basic experience that you went through with those people with disabilities?
Yeah, so I started out working with these kids, actually kind of by coincidence. As a blind person, I am and was put in an adaptive physical education or PE class, and I ended up being in adaptive PE with these LFI kids who have mental disabilities. And I thought, you know, and at first my attitude toward it was very negative, because I thought, you know, well, this is going to go well. I mean, here I am, a honors AP student with these other kids, and I'll admit it was really cocky. It was a really cocky attitude, but my first thought was, you know, I won't be able to do anything with these kids in this class, and you know, why should I be in this? Why am I even here? And then I started meeting the kids, and I learned that they have a table in the lunchroom. I had no idea that they were sitting where they were sitting. It's kind of isolated in the corner, and they're there, just the kids with their adult aides and their teacher. That's it. They don't have any friends from school. They don't have any friends who are their peers who want to hang out with them for the sole reason that they have a disability. And I could relate to that, because there's a lot of stigma which comes with blindness, and so there are a lot of people who don't want to hang out with blind people because they don't know how to handle us, and they don't know that we're as normal as they are, and so they let their fears control their actions, and they don't reach out and befriend blind people. And so I started to realize, you know, I can empathize with these kids, and I really should be making an effort to becoming a friend of theirs. And so I started sitting at lunch with them, which I still do, and I got to know the kids. And some of the kids have speech impediments along with their disabilities. Some of them, there's one who is nonverbal. He's very autistic, and there are And there are others, and but what I learned is they have interests, and they have likes and dislikes and things that they like to talk about, just like I do. And all I had to do was to make an effort to be a friend to them, and they would do the same for me. And it was so cool how appreciative they were of my little effort. Because that had never happened to them before. They had never had a friend their age. And it was just really, really cool. And so I started to talk to some of my friends who are my peers and who aren't in LFI, and I said, you guys should really hang out with these kids and get to know them. And it's a really cool experience. I've learned a lot about myself from it. As blind people, you know, Gage, you're blind like I am, and you know that sometimes we make fun of the public for the misconceptions they have about blindness, right?
Right, and that's quite true.
Yeah. Well, I had the same kind of misconceptions about other disabilities because I didn't know how I didn't know anything about it. I didn't understand it, and so I thought, for example, I thought that one of the kids would need help opening a bag of chips or something that they had at lunch, and they didn't, and I assumed that they would, and it was kind of like, whoa, wake up call. I just did the same thing that I complain about other people doing, and so what this taught me was a matter of it's all a matter of perspective. While I can't imagine what they do, they've got ways of doing it, just like I've got ways of doing it, and the sighted public can't imagine what we do. And so I've learned a lot from these kids, and they've taught me as much as I've more probably than I've ever could hope to teach them. We've also, since I've come in during some free time that I've had, and sung with the kids. They like to sing, and so I would come in and teach them some songs and stuff, and we'd sing together. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been a really cool experience.
Wow, I gotta say, thank you for sharing that with us here for the blind side, Chris. I really appreciate that.
Sure, and I would just challenge all of my fellow blind people who are listening tonight that, you know, there are other disabilities out there, and there are times when we kind of forget the rest of the disabled community because we're focused on our own disability. And I know that that's the case for me a lot of times. And so I would just challenge you to get involved in the wider disability community. I'm working on, and hopefully will volunteer in April to work as a buddy at our local Special Olympics. Just little things like that. If there's a disabled kid in your school, get to know them. If there's one, if there's one who lives near you, go ahead. No matter what the disability is, there's things that we can always teach each other, and no matter what our disabilities are. So I would just challenge every one of us to do that together, and I'd love to hear your stories as you do this.
Alrighty, thank you so much for taking your time out of this, Chris.
Alright, thank you, Gage, for having me on. I look forward to everybody contacting me and sharing your stories. My Twitter is at ChrisN98, and you can always email me at rcl@kjscradio.com.
Alright, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gage.
No problem.